is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, the words of Leonard Skinner. You got that right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Archive Friday. Dipping into the archives for you here on The Buzz 24/7 today. A woman that came on the scene by 1978, I think. Debut movie was Halloween, which became a huge franchise. Then all kinds of movies with Eddie Murphy and Arnold Schwarzenegger and more. Ladies and gentlemen, today's Archive Friday, an interview. It's pretty awesome. Jamie Lee Curtis.
The Zoom is just about ready. Is this the music? Hey? Halloween?
Yes.
Jamie Lee Curtis is going to join us via Zoom. And sometimes they do Zoom interviews and you can't see them.
Yeah, so why?
Well, the audio connection is just easier and better and easier for everybody. You don't have a bad cell service and stuff like that. Yeah. So, but I may get a chance to see her.
You
may, so
if you do, are, you mind if we each one by one come over and look?
You may. If you want to, you can. You're certainly welcome to do that.
You may get kicked out of your seat.
It's launching. It's taking a bit to launch. Yeah, she has a new podcast out called Good Friend. And we're supposed to be at any minute here.
I'll tell you, lately, what I saw her in and loved, Knives Out.
That was a good flick. I like that movie.
Oh, my God. That was a fantastic movie.
I kind of forgot she was in that.
Yep.
I'm going to try this again. I'm going to try and relaunch here. Hopefully, there we go.
Where can we have her?
Yep. It's going to be coming here quickly. But, yeah. So,
yeah, if you get
long time fan,
check out Knives Out. Great movie.
I loved it. Yeah, absolutely loved it. There's so many. I can see Jamie Lee. Not hearing her.
There you are.
There we go. We got you. We got you.
Recorded.
There it is. Hi. How are you, Jamie?
Well, I'm not sitting in front of one of those cool radio mics, although I did record my podcast on is that a Shure radio? Microphone?
It is.
I might have had the same one. I had a... Hello.
Okay.
Kelly had to come over and wave to you.
We were all excited that you're on Zoom, this but none of us get to see you except Greg.
Yeah, there it is. There's
well, here I am. There I'm on the Zoom. I don't have a Shure radio microphone
That's
right
okay.
here right now.
That's okay.
But I'm going to pretend I do because I found having a radio,
Laura, yeah.
I mean, having a microphone
sure.
is a very intimate
you know,
tool.
It's funny that you say that because we were just talking before you came on, Jamie, about the Good Friend podcast. And we have, I don't know if you've ever met Tom Bergeron, the host of Dance.
I know who he okay. is.
Well, he was a radio guy. We're good friends, been good friends for a long time. And one of the things I learned from him is he said that radio or whatever, like it could be podcasts, speaking through a microphone to another person is one of the most personal kinds of communication other than face-to-face. More so.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
I agree with him.
100%.
And I'm excited that the new rage now, which is podcasts, which is the auditory experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because people are craving intimacy.
Yeah.
I think with all of our connectivity, we're not intimate.
Right.
And I think radio and podcasts, getting in the ear, listening to someone, feeling the intimacy of the speaker, I think it's drawing people in.
I'm gonna go one step further than that, okay? Because
okay.
I'm a guy, grew up listening to records, and I always want to know what the artist thought. I want to read the liner notes. And with you, for instance, a fan of so many of your movies, great performances. We're all huge fans. But having you sit down with your good friends and talking to your good friends tells me as much about you as it does about them. And I find that to be very interesting.
Well, I appreciate that. If I'm anything, I want to relate.
Right.
Like as you all know, I've sold lots of things because I've been hired for years as somebody who's trustworthy.
Sure.
I work on that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be intimate with people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to relate to people. My family don't want to go out to dinner with me. They say to me things like, Mom, please don't make friends during dinner. Because I am by nature, I'm the person in an elevator. If the elevator stops for a second, I immediately introduce myself.
Right.
I figure out who has snacks, who's going to be in charge.
You've got to be Laura. Oh, my God.
This is me.
You're Laura. She's the same way you are. That's awesome.
But because of that,
yeah.
Couple that personality,
mm-hmm.
making friends in elevators,
mm-hmm.
with there's a song. I don't know if you're a music station. If you are, sometime today, you'll play Emily King's song called Good Friend.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that song. The opening line of it is, if there's something I need I don't already have, I'm going to get it from a good friend.
Right.
And that made me immediately think, I need to do a podcast about friendship.
Yep.
About what it means to be a friend, how to keep a friend, how to let go of a friend. Why are we friends? And I Twitter stalked her. I Twitter stalked her. I threw out into the Twitterverse.
Right.
Hi, I'm looking for Emily King. I found her. I licensed her song.
Great.
And I made a podcast around her song.
You know, as much as you are well-known, obviously famous, you're just like at the heart of it. And this is the one thing I've learned over the many years that we've all been doing this. We're all the same. I mean, your job is your job. But the way you treat a friend is the same way, you know, other people think. That's the commonality of all of it.
The mutuality of friendships,
that
of
too.
People
that too.
Being in
yep.
relationship is our lives.
Yep.
Our jobs, useless.
Agreed.
I understand people like what I do. They like what you do. Great.
Yep.
But who we are as people, I remember I once gave a speech to some business group and I had no business there. I had no business to be speaking to these businessmen. I even said to them, what does it mean? Is it better to be in the red or the black? And from the back of the room, a guy said, if it's red, you're bleeding. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Well, then why is black really, is being in the black? Anyway.
Right. I got you.
What I said to them at the end of it was, look, I don't know why I'm here, but I guarantee you nobody gives a shit how much money you make. They care about what kind of person you are.
Right.
And I promise you, business people, at the end of your lives, people are going to talk about what kind of person you were.
Amen.
What kind of boss you were, what kind of partner you were,
yep.
parent, friend, colleague.
Amen.
And that's what the Good Friend Podcast is about.
Jamie Lee Curtis is on with us. Roadkill has a question for you.
Jamie, I'm a huge fan of all your horror movies, but I'm going to tell you, Knives Out was an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Was it amazing to make?
It was hard to know what it was going to be. I mean, I knew it was incredibly well written, but you never know.
Yep. Right.
You just don't know. It's a puzzle. So you're in these little pieces of the puzzle. You don't know how the whole puzzle is going to look until the movie came out. Of course, the movie was amazing.
Right.
But I mean, in the same way that Halloween coming out October 15th, by
Can't
the way,
wait.
Halloween.
Can't wait.
Build,
yeah. Right.
Brand new
mm-hmm.
is, by the way, I also am in it, little pieces. I'm telling you, this movie is brutal.
Wow.
It is brutal in a way that none of the Halloween movies have ever been.
Wow. Okay. Kelly?
What are some of the unique perspectives from some people you've talked to, unique things that make somebody a good friend?
So I've talked to a bunch of people, obviously some I know, some I didn't. Lena Dunham, my first guest, I'd never met. We had gone to celebrity events together and kind of did that celebrity nod to each other from afar. Like, I really love you.
Yep.
I like what you do, but we didn't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Maria Shriver referred to something I had never heard. I'm 62 years old. I'll be 63 in the end of the year.
Right.
And she referred to people as her flat tire friends.
That's who you call.
That's who you call.
Right.
When you have a flat tire.
Right.
So these are many conversations about friendship. It's brand new on iHeartRadio. It's called Good Friend. Listen, do your homework, drive to work, do the laundry, walk the dog, but relate. If anything, I hope you'll lean in and listen and relate. And the whole goal is to relate.
I've been a fan of yours for a long time, and now I like you. I like you too.
All right. I like your whole crew.
Thank you. Great. Well, Jamie Lee, I know you're on a tight schedule, but thank you, and it's a pleasure to get to spend time with you, and you look great.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And play good friend and listen to good friend and be a good friend.
More than anything,
be a good friend.
You got it. Thanks, Jamie Lee. Appreciate it.
Peace, you guys.
Peace.
God
you
bless.
Too. Bye-bye. You too.
I love her.
Yeah, yes. I know. How do you not love her?
I love her.
You love her.
I love her because she's been in so many kick-ass horror movies.
But she's just great.
I love her.
Every time we've talked to her.
I'm impressed you said Knives Out and not Knives Out.
Yeah, that would have been good. Yeah. That would have been... I really do feel like... With stuff like this, this is what I would listen to because it would be something that would show me another facet of somebody that I am a fan of but didn't know personally. You know what I mean? And talking one-to-one, that's one thing like Bergeron taught me a long, long time ago is, it's always speaking into a microphone and he was talking about radio, but podcasts are the same thing. It's one-to-one. Usually you're being listened to by one person on the other end. So you're speaking one person to one person. So you can't get any more personal than that.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Very nice.
Just so you know, with a lot of Zoom interviews, right, when we do the Zoom interviews, they don't normally have their camera on. They don't want their camera on for whatever reason.
That was the best.
And
we all get to wave to her.
And I was told she would not have her camera on. Huh. And so that's why I didn't say anything. And then lo and behold, boom. So
it was the best to say hi.
Yep. We're getting some new equipment here in the very near future. And we will be able to not only record that, but share it with you. So you will then see the person as well. So that is all coming up in the near future here for The Buzz. So that's exciting. All right. Jamie Lee Curtis, everybody. I thought, strangely, that was our first time. But Laura has done the research.
It was like September 19, 2006.
That's a long time ago. From a children's
book that she wrote.
Forgot.
She's awesome.
Yeah, and hasn't made me love her more.
You forget that she was Janet Leigh.
Janet Leigh's daughter.
And Tony Curtis.
Yep. Yep.
A lot of generation don't know how big they were. Two huge stars.
What famous movie... I mean, her mom starred in many, like, is unforgettable, Laura.
No idea.
Takes place in the shower.
Then it must be with Psycho?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. She's the one in the scene.
I've never seen Psycho, but I know there's a shower scene.
You've acted like a psycho. I mean, but you've never actually seen the movie that...
Sometimes you have to act like a psycho. You've got to get your point across, right? I'm a female. How else are we supposed to act?
Just don't touch Laura's stuff, okay, hippies? Okay? Because you'll see Psycho Laura. I've heard of it, but you don't want to see Psycho Laura, okay?
Yeah, you never got to see me in action.
Kicking two hippies in a tent, making love. Kicking the outside of the tent.
Oh, they weren't making love. It was dirty.
Look at you.
Love.
All right. Well, anyway.
That was fantastic.
There you go. Not bad. Boy, she sounded really cool.
I like how we all had to go see her.
I know. She's hi. Yeah. Weirdos.
We are the Zoom camera is in front of me because that's where I see Kayla. Ever since we've been all in the studio, we don't have that in front of everybody.
And now Kayla comes in for the game, so.
Yeah, so, but soon we will have the ability, we'll be able to record those and post those video interviews online, so you'll be able to see them and do stuff like that, which we're really excited about.
Okay.
And cameras posted in here and everything. You know, so no nose picking.
No. Huh? Do we have to dress better?
No, of course not. No.
Just what you normally wear.
You dress for success.
Toilet cam. We're
like you
everything.
Do every day.
We're doing it all
toilet cam.
There's not a toilet cam.
You don't. What?
Okay.
Okay.
Then we better start charging.
But if
we're going to do that.
I mean,
if we're doing toilet cam, I want some.
Toilet cam
first
for
off,
free.
First off, Kayla and Laura, we can talk about this, being your manager.
We have to draw a line somewhere. Yeah. If we want to add the toilet cam, let's put a fee on that.
Yeah. No toilet cam.
It's a monthly subscription.
Crutchy, can I ask a question? What do you call a friend who charges you to change a tire? That's a good question.
That's a brother.
That's a good question. Right there, you know. Okay, yeah. Yeah, what do you call... I mean, what is a... What time is it? Okay. What defines a friend for you? like what defines you? There's a difference between an acquaintance who you get along well with and stuff, and but then a friend is a whole nother level.
Somebody that you can call whenever and just
it doesn't
pick
matter.
Up where you left off and.
Yep.
Like, I can, some of my friends, especially now where everybody has kids and running around in every which way, mm-hmm. that I don't get to see as often as I want.
But do you call? I mean, don't we live in a time now when people don't call each other? I got crap on this very show a week ago because I actually call on the phone friends.
Yeah, call or text mm-hmm. to reach out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So what? I think those are, yeah, anybody that you can just turn to for any reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scotty, what makes someone a friend to you? How do you define a friend?
Doesn't matter what you, when you call them, or what you call them about, they're there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Kayla, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I echo some of that. I also think just being patient and understanding each other's lives, that sometimes you do get busy and you don't communicate, but that doesn't mean we're not friends. And then when you do talk again, it just goes back to normal.
Okay.
All of that, plus somebody you know you're going to have a certain amount of fun with.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Has to be the enjoyment factor there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Someone you trust,
yeah.
right? Which
sure.
trust, loyalty, or all that stuff. Trust is earned. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, someone that you can, someone that gets you, and you don't have to be something you're not around them. Somebody that you, you know, you'd give them a hit off your ice cream cone. Yeah, take a lick. I don't
yeah,
care.
I don't
it's good.
Know
no,
yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that qualifies.
No, let them look. Here's a lick. You want to take a lick? Take a lick. I don't care. Whatever. You know? No.
Where's
no,
the ice cream?
I'm with
where's
you
the ice cream cone?
I don't care.
Yeah?
No. You can have a spoonful.
Okay. All right.
With your own sanitized spoon.
You know? Okay. All right.
Anybody that can just do a drop by at your house?
A good friend that you just call and he goes, all right, I'll get my shovel.
All right, well, yeah. All right, what about this? Right.
No,
exactly.
Not the drop
doing
by.
This again?
Yeah. I got this body. What do I got to do? All right, what about this? The drop by.
I have a lot of friends.
Unannounced drop by.
That's Kevin Carl's not big on that.
Rumor has it, yep. Manchester is going to just do like an exit just to your house.
Yep.
I'm not big on that either. Yeah.
No.
I love the drop by.
Do you not have a home? Does nobody else feed you?
Why can't someone just... Why does...
Because everybody's got your own schedule. You get things to do.
I know if you're not there, you're not there. If you're busy, you're busy. Well, that's fine. But just a drop by, like, hey, man, I was just in the neighborhood.
I could not
stop in and say hi.
I could not imagine
no.
living with Laura for like...
Well, it's not like, just me. Jeff is very social, too. And the thing is we all, like, our closest group of friends all live within... a 5-minute ride, so
my buddy
always.
Yeah, I'm with you. My buddy Dave, right? I'm sitting at the counter at the house in the bar, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden the door opens up, and he walks in. He goes,
"Hey, man. What do you mean the door opens up?
The door opens up.
He didn't knock.
No,
well, you said
the door.
They come over all the time.
Yeah, right? Dave and Joe. They're family. They're part of our family.
Really?
So
paying rent here?
He comes in. He opens the door, and he goes. Hey, you know, he announces. He doesn't walk in and say, oh, my God, somebody's at my house. I got no pants on. No, not like that. But he goes, hey, yeah, come on in. So he comes in, and I'm sitting at the counter, and he walks over to the cupboard. He opens up the cupboard.
Yeah, we're on
takes out a bowl, right?
Takes out a bowl for what?
For the chili, because Valerie had made chili. And he walks over, and he grabs himself a bowl of chili, and we haven't really even said a word yet. And I'm just looking at him going, hey, man, what's going on? I'm not fazed by that at all.
Because I'm sure Valerie said, hey, I made chili.
Come on over.
No. There was no, hey, come on over and have some chili. It was Valerie made chili. Right. Like, oh, Valerie made chili today. But there wasn't like a, hey, come on over.
You guys have that right.
There's always the understanding that our house is your house. Yep. If I walked into Dave and Jolene's house, I could do the very same thing. If I walked in and there was a pot of soup, I'd be like, that's soup? They'd be like, absolutely. Boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's cool. That's your relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
A, you're not just walking in. B, you're not just grabbing a bowl. C,
you're not eating.
You're not helping yourself to the food. No. And D, you're not talking.
You can't. You can never be friendly to anybody. You can never host anybody.
First off,
Laura's a great host because she's like,
you've never been to anything that I've hosted. Hosting's a totally different thing.
What have you hosted? Two Christmas parties over the 35 years I've known you?
No.
What? Oh, the graduation party last week.
Yes, thank you very much.
And so there's three. Doesn't matter.
There's three. I love how just immediately I couldn't host.
You don't.
Host would be fantastic. But this is me. This is me. I leave work. I go for my walk. I come home. I'm relaxing. And Scotty, all of a sudden somebody walks in. That's no.
You're not.
You're an intruder.
You're not welcoming. You're not welcoming.
You're not welcoming.
There's nothing about you that says welcome. Nothing. Nothing. I've been to your house. You know what I felt? Unwelcome. You know what I mean? You don't. You don't have it in you.
You invited yourself in.
I did not. You invited me over to see your apartment.
No. You said I want to come over and see your apartment. Right, I didn't say, Greg, I want you to come see my new place. You go, hey, I'm coming to see your new place.
He's got a sign that says, "Please wait to be seated."
Yeah. And you were my ride. Yeah.
If you lived close to me, and you know that the invitation's open just anytime
ridiculous.
You want, would you stop in?
Probably not.
Never.
I would text you and be like, hey,
coming over.
Do you realize for years, Greg's been like, dude, come on over and use my pool. I'm okay.
That's fine. It's just an invite. If you showed up with your towel, I'd be like,
shocked.
There it is. Go ahead, man.
It's all very nice, but you're not coming over and just walking in without saying anything.
Yeah, but that's
anything.
A different relationship. That's like their family almost.
It is. And it is a very, and you know what? I'll tell you one thing right now. It's the greatest thing in the world to have friends like that. Greatest thing in the world. Lord knows what I'm talking about. If anyone other than my kids show up, this is a text. I'm talking to him through the Ring camera. Send me a letter. Send me a letter of when you want to schedule something.
Oh, my goodness.
But I mean,
Scotty,
I
the most
imagine,
unwelcoming guy
I just
in the
can't
planet.
Imagine nonstop people coming over to my house to hang out, and I got to feed them and
what's
all that.
Nonstop?
We didn't have...
Laura. Laura is nonstop. Well, Laura, I joked with her, and I said, you know, when we were driving home from up in Maine, they have all these visitor centers. That's her house.
Yeah.
Monday, Sam came over to have a beer, drop off keys that they accidentally took from my house. Tuesday, Sam came back over because him and Jeff went to hit golf balls. Yesterday, we had nobody come over.
Oh, you
just
guys
the neighbor's kids, but the kids are over every day.
Yeah, right.
So we just have people stop by.
Scotty is antisocial. And I like privacy, too, and I like being alone, too. But you're antisocial.
If anybody stops over that thinks they're just kind of, I go downstairs and meet them by the security door and go, what's up?
Through the door?
Yeah.
Do you open the door just to crack?
No.
How's it going?
I'm not writing you up. Yeah. I'm coming down to see you going, what's up?
You need something?
No, I know.
What do you need? I've been the guy waiting outside in the parking lot. I've been that guy. There's no coming up. Crazy.
All right. Well, anyway. That's okay.
My family calls the drop-bys dewdrops, as in the dew drop-in.
Yeah, that's cute.
Cretchy, the best friend, is the one who, whenever you have to, quote, mail the package after you leave for work, you can swing by their house on the way to do so. Okay. All right. A friend will only ask for help when they really need it. If I share my cell phone with you, you're my friend. I have like three. Yeah.
Why do you share a cell phone with somebody?
The cell phone number.
A
cell phone number. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so there you go. That was good. Jamie Lee Curtis was good. Roadkill was unwelcoming and unfriendly, as usual. But that's who he is. And I love him. I love him. What are you going to do?
Oh, my God.
He gets really agitated.
Could you imagine
even thought of it?
How much you charge these bums to come over your house?
Bums, they're called friends.
I know, but I mean, you know how much money you make?
They're called friends.
Can you imagine how much you charge these bums?
Called my friends.
Wow, dude, wow.
Don't move. We'll be right back.
There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Hope you get a chance to do something cool. A little time for yourself. And we will see you on Monday. Thanks for hanging with us.